This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Three, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. Despite everything that's going on, I retain my eternal optimism over this country, while at the same time I admit a few things to myself. Like, I'm too old to start living on my knees in submission. Submission isn't in my, it's not in the hand I've been dealt. The question becomes whether preserving our freedom means dissolving the union. And that's a big question. And even though our alleged betters tell us that we're not allowed to think about that horrible prospect, it is they themselves, the ruling caste, that raise the question. When you got a vile clown like Chuck Schumer promising to change America if he steals another Georgia election in the coming runoff, it only reaffirms that we don't want to change America, at least not into the Venezuela light that he and his coterie of neo-Marxist bother-wetters, fake Indians and buck-toothed morons want. We're not living in a dictatorship of the mediocre Tariat or anyone else, for that matter. That's non-negotiable. And nor does any alleged conservative principle of the kind pushed by the supine gimps of the mitten French variety bind us to do so. And yet, despite all this, there's this huge chunk of America seemingly determined to suppress, disenfranchise, and even harm us. And for those of you that might want to gaslight, I'm still on Twitter. I still read what you say every day. I see people threatening us with, and on the mild end, re-education to truth and reconciliation commissions to outright murder. And here's your biggest problem. I'm not going to be re-educated or reconciled. And if you propose to murder me, I suggest that you get your affairs in order. In a situation like we're in today, with America polarized and the establishment and its serfs dedicated to an agenda of oppression aimed directly at the Patriot faction, oddly, the people who are so eager to rule this country also tend to hate this country. Can we survive as a nation? Another question to ask is, should we? Could we break up? Could we split? Is that possible? It's happening already. People are leaving states. And a lot of these people, yeah, there's a lot of people that are blue that are leaving these states and taking their stuff with them. Some conservatives are leaving places like California. There is, to some extent, a great sorting going on. Patriots are leaving big blue cities, and the House redistricting is showing that. But that means the blue enclaves are going to get even bluer and therefore even more malignant. And don't underestimate the lack of wisdom of these people. They're quite dumb and their own, with their own boundless incompetence, greed, and unaccountability high self-regard. That means that they're absolutely capable of taking the kind of stupid and evil actions that could lead to the country tearing itself apart. I was asked today where my line is. Think about what would happen if they tried to ban guns or ban fracking and cause millions to become impoverished for the pleasure of the Marin County weather pagans, or even if they banned religious teachings they disapprove of. You think this is crazy? Think the vicious people who sue nuns and celebrate killing babies have some sort of boundary they're not willing to cross? Lots of people out there wonder today if America might break apart because of leftist idiocy. And some people, in their despair at the venality and stupidity of far too many of our countrymen, think it's the only way to resolve our crisis. And this is profoundly misguided. It's daunting, absolutely. We have a whole young generation raised on social justice warrior nonsense. But the fact is that it is nonsense. And that's a huge advantage. What we believe in, like individual rights and freedom of speech and economic liberty, are things history teaches people hold so dearly that they will fight and die for them. Who is the millennial who will die for the right to have a student loan paid off or to be addressed as Zier? The left's alleged values are ridiculous. They're not even values at all, but rather tools they use to leverage power over polite people. Like, sure, Jimmy, you're a girl now, fine, whatever. And it's a means for losers to find camaraderie. Their whole garbage ideology is built on sand. And we're going to just hand a big chunk of our country over to these ridiculous people? Not on your life. The answer we have to every problem we have right now is in the Constitution. We only have to insist that we find those answers there and not in any sort of surrender to the tyrannical fetishes of the left and their Frito-Con submissives. This is not their country. This is our country. And contrary to the establishment and the media simpletons who we've learned to ignore, the last election was a stunning repudiation of the left. They think they've managed to barely steal the presidential election, but even then the margin was under 100K across a few states. Down ballot, that was a different story. We demonstrated that we are not beaten and we're not giving up. There's more to do. The president's legal challenges must be heard. We need to secure the Georgia seats from the mini Teddy Kennedy and Jeremiah Wright Jr. We need to stop in its tracks any agenda that Grandpa Badfinger's puppet masters propose and use the now Roberts irrelevant Supreme Court to stop any silly notions about rule by decree. We need to ruthlessly redistrict in the state houses we own while we use those same state legislatures to pass the pro-freedom laws made necessary by the massive fascist campaign by big tech and the big corporations to bring us to heel by cutting us off from access to the mechanism of society. And our principles need to stop being a blind commitment to whatever Milton Friedman thought back before business started adopting the politics of the CEO's much younger and dumber second wives. More importantly, for any leftist that's taking the time to listen to this, we're not going anywhere. We're not retreating. We're not going to hide. We're not pulling into our conservative shell like some right-wing tortoise. This is our country. We built it. We feed it. We fuel it. We defend it. And we're not giving away any of it or ceding a single inch to a bunch of corrupt incompetents with delusions of dictatorship. And this is where we make a stand for the Constitution for our country. So leftists, take a minute and shut up. Shut up for a second and listen real good. America is not doomed. We're not going to become serfs and we're not going anywhere. But you need to drink that in and believe it because we believe you. We believe what you say you want to do. And it's not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. You can't enforce it. You can't make it happen. You can't bend us. The problem is all yours. And guess what? You got all the problems. Enjoy COVID and all these other things. You stole that for whatever reason. And in 2022 and 2024, it's going to be a crimson bath for you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Mm-hmm.
Builder.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Build American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. We're going to go there now. I don't know who is, right now, Black Rifle Coffee Company is absorbing a lot of punishment. Because of this position they took. Now, there really is no such thing as bad publicity. And but there's definitely unwanted publicity. And I'm pretty sure the folks at Black Rifle Coffee Company would be happy to spend this week talking about stuffing Christmas stockings with packages of freshly ground beans from a veteran-owned company instead of fielding questions about their position on Kyle Rittenhouse, the 17-year-old charged with murder and assault in the shootings of the three demonstrators in Kenosha, Wisconsin in late August, which everybody else has looked at this stuff, and there's videos from every conceivable angle and everything says it's self-defense. Now, he finally got out of jail this past Friday, and his attorney, Elwin Woods, celebrated with a photo on Twitter showing Rittenhouse in a Black Rifle Company shirt. So, you know, he's there with Ricky Schroeder, the actor, and his lawyer is there, and he's wearing a shirt. And he's, you know, he's clearly a kid. He's happy to be home and everything, and got his hat on backwards. He's got his sunglasses on his hat. Now, here's the thing. When you sell shirts and hats and everything, this is referred to as merchandise, and you sell this with the hopes that they are going to wear it and then be seen wearing it. It's a branding thing. And really, truly, there is no bad branding. And a lot of the things that are happening as a result of that picture, I'm just sitting back and I'm just puzzled simply because I really expected a company that has done what they have done to be a little smarter about this than they've been. Now, they likely would have faced at least a few media inquiries based on Rittenhouse's shirt, but then Elijah Schaefer retweeted the photo and used it as a promotion for Black Rifle Coffee Company. He posted a discount code for the coffee under the post with the photo, and online commentators questioned whether the coffee company had a sponsorship deal with Rittenhouse and accused it of supporting murder and hate, which is what they do. When you know, they refer to as stand your ground laws as murder laws. Yeah. They called Kerryguard in New York, they called that murder insurance. So here we have a guy who has been accused of murder, has not been adjudicated, hasn't been convicted of murder, but now, because of the nature of the commentators involved in this, they've accused Black Rifle Coffee Company of supporting murder and hate. Now, once again, when something like this happens, the cool heads are going to win. The cool heads are going to win. Now, they were a sponsor of Schaefer's Slightly Offensive podcast, and on Saturday, they said in a statement that they're not sponsoring or supporting Rittenhouse. And they also said that they were going to terminate their sponsorship with Slightly Offensive, but later Saturday, she said she had misunderstood. We're not fluctuating our ad spend, she said in a text message. We did have a conversation with Schaefer, and he understands the post was a mistake. When I take on a sponsor like Nighthawk, Spikes, any of these companies, I also take on the understanding that I'm not going to put them in a bad light, accidentally or otherwise. I'm not going to do that. That's part of my fiduciary duty. However, if there is a moment, and this is the thing about the nature of things like radio and podcasts, if there's a moment of notoriety that makes the show bigger or the podcast bigger, then why not take it? And then everybody that is sponsoring you gets heard by more. Right? Ask Limbaugh how that worked out for him. He's had a few little scandals here and there, and he's stood tall, and he's never denied any of it. He simply said, yes, that's true, and I'm working on it. And then he works on it, and he said, you know. Now, conceivably, at that moment, this issue could have stopped right there. They don't want to use an ongoing legal case as a promotional tool, and Mr. Schaefer's use of a discount code was not in line with their values. Full stop, end of story. But once again, like I said, they have attached themselves to the 2A community. And also, that's not where the story ends. They face continuing calls on social media from the left to explain themselves or condemn Rittenhouse, which ultimately led to the company's CEO issuing a statement trying to extricate the brand from this particular fight in the culture war. And this all happened because of social media. Because that's how they rose to prominence, was through social media. And the people that actually buy their coffee couldn't care less. But we get this. As a veteran-owned and operated coffee company, Black Rifle Coffee Company exists to serve premium coffee while supporting the veteran community. At the core, their values is to support and bring awareness to the millions of veterans who have proudly served our nation and will not waver from that mission. The Black Rifle brand is a symbol of service, of strength, and of goodness that is carried over from our military origins. It's why we support active duty service members and veterans, prioritize veteran hiring, and advocate for individual liberty and personal responsibility. We do not support legal advocacy efforts. We do not sponsor, nor do we have a relationship with the 17-year-old facing charges in Kenosha, Wisconsin. We believe in the integrity of the legal justice system and support law enforcement officials. We're grateful for the continued support of the Black Rifle Coffee community and eager to continue serving those who serve. And that just opens them up to more criticism now, this time from those who feel like the coffee company should issue some sort of statement of support for Rittenhouse, alongside those on the left who feel like BRCC hasn't done enough to condemn the teenager. This kid has a very strong claim of self-defense, and the evidence we've seen to date shows he was not the initial aggressor. But he was chased. I don't really care if Black Rifle Coffee Company agrees, disagrees, or stays silent on the issue. I also don't expect Folgers or Maxwell House to weigh in on the prospective validity of the self-defense argument. They're a coffee company, not a law firm. I just wonder how many times a company has to decide to get woke and insert itself into the culture war battle of the day. Can you really be annoyed when a company decides instead to stay out of a particular fight? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Michigan election officials certified Joe Biden's victory in the state. Republicans had asked for an audit of ballots in Detroit and surrounding Wayne County, where there were numerous irregularities. The man leading the effort to find a coronavirus vaccine says he's hopeful the coronavirus vaccination process will begin quickly once it's approved.
Our plan is to be able to ship vaccines to the immunization sites within 24 hours from the approval. So I would expect maybe on day two after approval, on the 11th or on the 12th of December.
Dr. Monslev Slawi speaking there on CNN. Stocks rallying on vaccine news, the Dow gaining 327 points to close at 29,591. The S&P and NASDAQ also with small gains. USA Radio News. The United States is continuing to help those affected by hurricanes across the world.
The United States is sending $17 million in humanitarian aid to areas of Central America and Colombia that were devastated by two major hurricanes. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo tweeted that aid and military rescue craft were being mobilized to help areas struck by Hurricane Iota. At least 40 people have been killed by the storm that made landfall in northeastern Nicaragua late last week as a Category 4 hurricane. The International Red Cross says several hundred thousand people are still in shelters or camps across Honduras, Nicaragua, and Guatemala. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Dole Fresh Vegetables is recalling its romaine lettuce ahead of Thanksgiving. The company issuing a voluntary recall saying the lettuce might be contaminated with E. coli. The Food and Drug Administration saying a very limited number of cases of organic romaine hearts are affected. The potentially impacted packages say they were harvested on October 23rd and October 26th.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Live, this is Lock and Load. Let's talk about this idiot mayor in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, shall we? Let's start with his little statement where he starts out, guns have no place in shopping malls or the places in which crowds of people gather. Mayfair has a strict no-gun policy. This is Wauwatosa Mayor Dennis R. McBride. He said this Saturday in a statement about Friday's Mayfair mall shootings when eight people were injured. The shooter, by the way, was a 14-year-old. I believe that's what I read. The shooter complied with that policy. No one would have been hurt yesterday, which, you know what, that just cuts to the heart of why all crime occurs. Because these guys won't comply. This kind of thinking, if it's real, is worse than childish. It's delusional. Not that McBride believes it. He's just following an MO that allows him to fool enough of the people enough of the time to gain political power in an area with a critical mass of useful idiots. And he just tells them what they want to hear. This is why he prattles on about Wauwatosa being a safe and vibrant community. He's trying to keep a lid on things and appease police who've proven inadequate at protecting the city and the black community protesting an officer shooting and killing one of its own. Disregard that the circumstances of the shooting make it appear justified. Although it being the third fatality of this particular officer in 5 years should raise more than eyebrows and more than excuses about why the buck doesn't stop at his desk. And true to form, he straddles the issue, offering a tepid statement affirming support of Wauwatosa Police Department. On the one hand, while issuing a virtue-oozing racial justice and equity statement to mollify those inclined to exploit what Representative James Sensenbrenner called deteriorating security in his letter to the mayor offering to help restore law and order. McBride He likes to issue a bunch of statements, doesn't he? If you're utterly ineffectual at solving a problem that, you know, or problems that are largely the result of a progressive agenda that you're pushing out there, you need to have the right weasel words ready to redirect and deflect when things predictably fail. He says, the city and Mayfair are committed to ensuring that all who live in and visit Wauwatosa will remain safe. And McBride disingenuously declares this, knowing that there's no way he can guarantee that. And in fact, they're subverting true citizen security to promote his own. All you got to do is consider his guns have no place. Fraud, you know. Examine his record on the issue, bearing in mind that on taking his office, he swore an oath to uphold the Constitution, which includes the Second Amendment. And he didn't just limit his no-guns edicts to malls, but to other places in which crowds of people gather. So this means he's against being armed in public, carrying openly or concealed, except for police, like the aforementioned trifecta winner being the only ones who can. He was a proud speaker at a student school walkout demanding prior restraints and gun confiscations without due process. And he reiterated his demand to ban guns from public places. He said, let's keep guns out of our public places and rely on our police department to protect us. Just like they've never been able to do. Second count, minutes away and all that. And Democrats fall for this guy. Now, then we get this as he attempts to mollify gun owners. He says, I have no problem if people want to keep guns for hunting or for safety in their homes. Because here we have the old Second Amendment is for hunting trope, as if the right is limited to home defense and as if he has any rightful say in the matter. And even that is a lie, as his gushing endorsement of a Biden-Harris administration with its threatened ban and confiscation of semi-automatics and requirement to lock up your safety in the home, and much, much, much more. As for Mayfair being committed to safety, its no-guns policy has proven to be about as effective as a rational person would expect at stopping violent and predatory sociopaths with a code of conduct rule. See, the honor system never works with these guys. As a matter of fact, they look at that and laugh. Shooting on Friday also has at least the third time gunfire has been reported in or around the mall this year, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Mayfair is managed by Brookfield Properties, a global real estate services company based in New York. I kind of thought there was something familiar about the wording on its no guns rule that makes no distinction between lawfully owned and carried firearms and illegal weapons. Brookfield imposed the same code of conduct language at its Chesterfield Town Center property in Virginia, where a man was shot to death in July while arguing over face masks. And days earlier, an 8-year-old boy was shot to death and three others, a juvenile female, an adult male, and an adult female were wounded at its River Chase Galleria property in Alabama, all with the same identical corporate policy. The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. Mayors like McBride can get elected selling such insanity points more to citizenship malpractice by the majority than anything, and that's why the founders included a Bill of Rights to codify there are some things that aren't dependent on what you can spook a herd into running from. And this is why property owners like Brookfield would never agree to accept responsibility for the safety of its customers who heed their insulting policies and then end up as a victim. Many gun owners do realize the chances of getting caught violating the rules is low. Concealed means concealed, after all, right? And in many cases, the charge would only be for trespassing if they refuse to leave, but the fact remains posting a place a gun-free zone is the same as advertising it to be a criminal empowerment zone, meaning it's just riskier. I really would like to drive, and I have no desire to intimidate her or try to intimidate her, But I wonder if Shannon Watts has a gun-free home sign in her front yard. You think? I wonder if she owns guns. Because, you know, the entitled only think that this kind of rule, this kind of law, this should only be applied to you. This should only be applied to the people, to the little people, to the serfs, to the peons, to the peanuts, whatever you want to call yourselves, to the deplorables, right? Yeah. So if you live in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin, and you voted for your mayor, what's happening there right now is a direct result of his policies. And they will continue to happen. These things will continue to happen. It will not get better. It will not go away. It will simply get worse. And as it gets worse and worse and worse, there will be no change. It will just be more and more restrictions on the law abiding. And the only thing that gun control ever affects is the law abiding. It never affects criminals at all. And yet they keep on pushing it as if it's some sort of a talisman that's just going to make something happen. Sort of like the plastic sign that says no guns allowed. Right? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around a dollar a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. Let's talk about the troubling issue of, in the case of Andrew Scott, who was killed by police in 2012 in his own apartment. Okay? Whenever police use lethal force against law-abiding gun owners, the court system will very often side with law enforcement over those exercising their Second Amendment right. They had been pursuing an assault suspect who was believed to be armed, and they spotted his motorcycle parked in front of the apartment that Scott shared with his girlfriend, Miranda Malk. It was 1:30 in the morning when police began banging on the front door, and Andrew Scott had no idea who might be outside. He grabbed his 9mm before he cracked open the door, which had no peephole, and moments later, one of the deputies on the other side opened fire, striking him three times and fatally injuring the 26-year-old. Deputy Richard Sylvester was never charged criminally, and a civil lawsuit by Malk and Scott's family was dismissed by a judge who callously blamed Andrew Scott for his own death. Judge, and we get this, Judge Ann Conway let Sylvester off the hook too, her main reason, Scott's gun. Andrew Scott made a fateful decision that night. He chose to answer his door with a gun in his hand. That changed everything. That is one thing that more than anything else led to his tragedy, she wrote on September 18, 2014, in the decision to toss out the lawsuit. Her ruling lays bare a sometimes tragic conflict inherent in the U.S. legal system. And this conflict, fostered by the Supreme Court in recent years, pits Americans' gun rights against formidable legal protections for police accused of excessive force in the country with the most heavily armed citizenry in the world. And when that conflict plays out in court, as it did in the Scott case, police will win. Often they do. The Second Amendment to the U.S. Constitution guaranteed his right to have a gun. Under the 2008 Supreme Court ruling, District of Columbia versus Heller, he had an explicit right to keep and use a gun for self-defense at home, and none of that mattered in the end. He was trumped by Judge Sylvester's claim that he was protected by qualified immunity, a controversial legal doctrine the Supreme Court created 50 years ago to shield police and other government officials from civil liability for actions that they do on the job. In her decision, Conway determined that Sylvester was legally justified to use deadly force because Scott was holding a gun and that the officer was thus entitled to immunity. Conway's decision was later upheld by the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals, and the court's rulings meant, in effect, that Scott gave up his Fourth Amendment rights when he exercised his Second Amendment right. Reuters looked at several hundred cases involving use of force by police and found that when there was a gun involved, courts granted immunity to officers 55% of the time compared to 45% of cases that did not involve a gun. And as even Reuters acknowledges, not all of these cases involve innocent law-abiding citizens exercising their Second Amendment right, but they do lay out several instances that bear similarities to the death of Andrew Scott. Alan Gottlieb, he was quoted. Cases like these are why some gun rights advocates want qualified immunity to be reined in. These cases are rare, but they shouldn't happen at all. When they do happen, law enforcement should be held liable, said Alan. They filed a brief in support of Malk, and the Scott family's failed attempt to appeal their case to the Supreme Court. Gottlieb said police officers should not be able to cite the mere presence of a gun as a threat that justifies the use of deadly force. Another gun rights group, the Firearms Policy Coalition, based in Sacramento, also favors reform of qualified immunity. Director of Legal Strategy Adam Kraut told Reuters, the National Rifle Association, the most influential U.S. gun rights group, did not respond to requests for comment on this one. Now, this is where it gets strange. Okay? Even gun control groups like Every Town for Gun Safety are on board with limiting qualified immunity, though for very different reasons than gun rights, like the Second Amendment, gun rights organizations like SAF and FPC. Every Town for Gun Safety, which is a group financed by Bloomberg that pushes for stricter gun controls, says that making it easier to hold cops accountable for excessive force could help reduce gun violence. If cops knew they might be held financially liable for their actions, the thinking goes, they might be less inclined to escalate in encounters with armed civilians. Now, they also want to make it less likely that cops encounter armed citizens by going after legal gun ownership itself, reducing the number of legal gun owners under the premise of less guns, less crime. A far saner, not to mention constitutional approach, would be to recognize that there's more than, you know, there's somewhere around between, let's play devil's advocate, 130, 150 50 million gun owners, and to adjust law enforcement tactics accordingly. Police didn't announce themselves when they banged on Scott's door, for instance, and there's still questions about whether or not Louisville police announced themselves before they broke down the door of Breonna Taylor's apartment and were met with a single gunshot fired by her boyfriend, who believed they were being targeted by home invaders. In a saner world, this would be one of these issues where the left and right collaborate on reforms that would benefit both law enforcement and the general population. But I'm not holding my breath on this one. But it is a real issue. You don't give up your Fourth Amendment right simply by exercising your Second Amendment right. And yet, that is the legal rationale used by far too many courts at the moment. One thing that I think we should start thinking about is what we do when we go to the door. Now, when I go to the door, my door doesn't have a peephole. Nope. It does not have a peephole. And I'm not going to let them see my hands. Right? I am not going to let them see my hands. And that's if it's police, of course. Simply because I don't know what they're going to do. Here in South Carolina, we've had a couple of instances where a cop comes up, shines a light, sees a guy coming up to his door. It's dark 30. He's been pounding on the door. Sees a guy coming up there, and he shoots through the door and hits the homeowner. And they were at the wrong place. Which, you know, obviously this is the same case with Mr. Scott. They were at the wrong place. Now, I get that a police officer, has anybody out there ever been on a ride along? I can imagine it'd be quite eye opening. I don't even know if they do that anymore, but maybe I should find out. I can imagine that on a call that police officers are getting jacked up all the way on the call because they get, just imagine, I say it's 11.11 minutes away. That's 11.11 minutes they get to think about where they're going. I'm going into a man with a gun. That's got to be something that just takes their stress way beyond the pale. But I need to find that out for sure. I need to find out if they still do a ride-along. I don't know if I can stay up that late. But, I mean, there has to be some method by which, because, you know, I don't know anybody that is a gun carrier who doesn't support law enforcement. For the very most part, I, you know, could be wrong. There might be a few people out there that don't. I just don't know them. Haven't met them yet. I do know that we never give up any of our rights, no matter what we're doing, ever. And we'll see. We'll see what may be coming. I don't know, though. I'm still very patient, letting the. I'm willing to let this process work its way out. I thought we would know something by now. We don't. We'll see. We'll see. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.